Archers for the week 7 to 12 November 2004.
Will and Emma are in for a surprise now.
TM. Oh, I'll put it here. All right?
Yeah. Must have dozed off again.
Well, Mum's not expecting a still one.
You'd be back locked.
No, I fed the birds. I'll go back and clear the traps now. Just wanted to see you. It's the real upside of living here.
Yeah. Don't know why I had such a wobble about it, really.
Well, that's all behind us now. He's all that matters now.
Or she.
Well, yeah. We couldn't make this photo out at all till a nurse talks us through it.
Don't be daft. You can see where the head is.
Oh, I can now. It's incredible, isn't it?
We'll put in the baby album. First picture.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're right. Em, what is it?
Baby. Just kicked me.
Wow.
There it goes again.
Where?
Lower. There.
Oh, he probably won't do it now.
Felt like fluttering's up to now, but nothing like...
Oh, yeah. Oh, I felt that.
He's really giving it some.
Oh, that's amazing. It's like...
It's like it's real at last.
Thought you was meant to be pricking the manure in.
I'm studying this.
What?
The source.
Let's see. Oh, a Christmas carol.
Ah, we're going back to the master himself.
Where'd you get that, then?
Mobile Library, Darrington. Frieda Fry lent me her ticket.
Oh, that was nice of her.
Well, it'll give my characterisation depth, you see, reading this.
Well, yes, it will do. Feels damp in this lean-to, Joe. I'll put the paraffin heater on.
No, don't you touch that.
But you can't sit here in the cold.
Ebenezer did.
Eh?
Here, look, see. He carried his own low temperature always about with him. He iced his office in the dog days. Well, I've written this office. And didn't thaw it 1 degree at Christmas.
You can carry things too far.
Hi, love.
Oh, you're back.
Fed the turkeys, or? Not that it was my turn. What's that?
His homework.
Oh, blimey. First time I've seen him with a book.
Yeah.
Oh, I patched up that bit of edge while I was at the field.
Did you get my shopping?
Yeah, it's in the kitchen.
Tar, I've never run out of custard powder before. It'll be nice us all together for Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
What time's group?
One.
Oh, and guess who I saw across the green?
Who?
Only Matt Crawford, moving his suitcases into Honeysuckle Cottage.
Never.
How'd you know they was his?
Who else is good they'd be? At the back of his Merc.
Things must have reached breaking point at home with the divorce.
She's had enough of him.
Well, I never. I wonder why he ain't gone in with Lillian.
Could you live with her?
Here we are. Got the wine?
Yeah, it's behind your seat.
Right. I can't wait to tell him about baby kicking.
Oh, yeah, Clary be chuffed.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope your mum don't give me too much dinner.
Of course she will. You know what she's like.
I had a bit of indigestion this morning.
Oh, you never said.
Oh, there's nothing to make a fuss about. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll get the measure of the man straight away in the book, eh?
Sure, you won't have another potato, Emma.
Oh, no, time, fine.
You won't have
that? No, really.
Go on, Brenda.
Here, see?
Oh, Joe, at the table.
Oh, he was dragged up. Lovely gravy, enough.
He was a tight-fisted hand on the grindstone, Scrooge. A squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching... covetous old sinner.
So you was to a gas then.
You going into the swimming thing, Emma?
No, I hope not.
I'm only pregnant. I keep telling him. Oh, actually, I don't really fancy it.
I'm giving it a go.
Oh, good for you. I'll sponsor you.
Oh, John. As if my costume still fits.
No, you don't always swim in all that water.
Well, that's because you're underexposed to it.
Rubbish. At least me bath once a week, whether I need you to know.
Did it move, Emma?
Yeah.
Oh, at last. I was beginning to think you was making it up.
Oh.
Come on, Clary, have a feel.
Well, can I?
Of course, come on.
Ralph had a kick like Stanley Matthews.
Oh, yeah. Oh, expecting no one at this time.
Hiya, Mum.
Edward!
John!
Dad!
Grandad! You're back!
Hiya, Will.
What are you doing here?
Edward?
Hello, Ed.
Run out of cash then, son.
Come here! But you never said! Look at you. Just look at him, eh?
He's very brave for November, eh?
When you time that well, dinner time.
Going yeah. Typical.
I'll lay an extra place. I expect you're starving.
Oh, you better make that too, Mum.
Where's she go?
Come in. Mum, this is Beth.
Hi, guys.
That's my girlfriend.
Oh. Girlfriend? Well, I never.
Oh, how'd you do? Ed's told me so much about you all. Can I put this down here?
Of course. Oh,
thanks. It's kind of heavy.
Well, this is my dad.
Hiya.
That's my granddad.
Who do?
My brother Will and his girlfriend. His wife, Emma.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, come on in.
Thanks.
Shut the door, Edward.
Oh, sorry.
Joe, go fetch another chair from your bedroom.
It's all right, Dad. I'll get it.
All right.
You sit down, Beth. Have my place, because I've just finished.
Are you sure?
It's of course. Plate.
Well, this is a turn-up for the book.
You're right, Grandad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Well, sorry to arrive unannounced.
Sure, no surprise there.
Don't be daft. It's your home. Now, there's plenty of food.
I'm fine. I had something at the airport.
Are you sure? Don't be polite now.
No, really.
Well, I'm starving.
Good. I'll cut you some lamb.
Thanks, Mum.
Can you pass me the meat, Emma, love?
Oh, here you are.
Right, where do you want this?
Oh, there's room between Emma and me, isn't there?
Just about.
Yeah.
Right, there you are, Edward. You sit yourself down.
Cheers. You got enough room, Em?
Yeah.
Well, get stuck in then.
Here you are.
This looks great, Mum.
Oh, I've never known anyone eat like him.
Well, he's as runny.
I still can't believe it. Out of the blue like this.
So, when did you get in then?
Oh, what was it about? At 10:30?
Into the airport? Yeah.
We got your postcard from Crete.
Oh, it was September we were there.
Yeah, that's it.
That's when I got this colour, Grandad.
Oh,
that suits you, doesn't it?
I got pretty brown before that, working on the farm. Here, pass the gravy, Will.
Yeah. Was you working on that farm at all, then, young lady?
Oh, no. I met him in Budapest.
Oh.
Ian Godwin, he's our mate of Oliver's, part of the consortium, like. He took a group of us down there at the end of the harvest.
We met in a club.
Picked you up, did he?
It was the other way round, actually, Will.
Oh, then we went down to Crete.
God, there's some brilliant clubs in Malia. You'd love it, Em.
Yeah?
After that, we travelled through Europe together.
Just like that.
There were some cities I really wanted to see. Prague, Berlin and Paris. Oh,
Paris. Yeah.
Amsterdam and then home.
Oh, blimey. Around the world in 80 days.
Best into art and architecture, like, and all that.
Oh.
I'm taking a year out from art school.
She can drive me around a gallery.
What, an art gallery?
And let him eat. It'll get cold.
Did you want to know what's been happening here or what?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, silly me! The big news!
Oh, yeah!
Big news?
What's this?
I'm starring in the Christmas plate.
Can I tell him, Emma? Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
Emma's gonna have a baby!
You're going to be an uncle!
Oh, Emma, that's so great! Congratulations!
I'd have told you before if I could have got hold of you.
A baby? Wow! Well done! Both of you.
Thanks.
First grandchild.
It was a honeymoon, baby. Isn't that romantic?
Oh, God, yeah.
I'll take some getting used to, me being an uncle.
We'll take even more getting used to, me being a dad.
Yeah.
Oh, and our William's head keeper now.
Yeah?
Got her own cottage and all.
And under that dig shit.
Well, you lived in Greg Turner's old place. I hope he asked you first.
Who?
Oh, Brian Aldridge, of course.
They've made it lovely.
Casanova, they call it.
And I'm so sad you missed the wedding. You ain't in none of the photos, no nothing.
Roy never put a foot wrong as best man.
Well, I'm sorry I let you both down. Both of you.
Was it a good day, Emma?
Oh, it was the best.
Except Muggins here got cold feet in the graveyard. Nearly didn't go through with it.
Good, really.
You all right, love?
Has it happened again?
Yeah.
The baby's just started to move about, kicking like a tiller girl.
Oh, wow. Can I feel it? Is that okay?
I suppose.
Oh, wait. I can't feel anything. Can you, Ed?
I think we need to go home soon.
Oh, but you ain't had your afters yet?
Yeah, he's got to ring the beaters about next week's shoot.
Well, the sooner he takes off again, the better as far as I'm concerned. Seatbelt him.
Oh.
Paris, show off. Mum and Dad drinking up his every word. And what's a beautiful girl like Beth doing with a git like him? I bet he's been scrounging off her all round Europe. Jammy devil.
Oh, shut up, Will. Let's go. Oh, that is beautiful, isn't it, Edward?
Very nice.
Thank you, Edward.
Oh, it's delft. Beth helped me choose it.
Well, it's lovely. Thanks.
So, Beth, are you a country fan, then?
I was wondering when that was going to come out.
I'm more into the White Stripes. But Jack White produced an album for Loretta Lynn, and if it's authentic, it's cool.
What about Willie Nelson?
Oh, leave the poor girl alone, Eddie. Can't you see they're shattered?
Damn knacker.
I could sleep for a week.
Look, I'll bring you Rocky up if you want to go and crash, Beth.
Oh, yes, of course. Now, you have Edward's room, dear. The sheets are clean. You'll be all right on the settee tonight, love.
That's all right, Mum, we'll share.
There's only single.
Oh, it's not a problem, really, Clary. Some of the places we hunkered down.
Oh, okay.
Right, you show Beth upstairs, then. I'll give you my man with the washing up.
Right. I've promised Beth you'd do her a full English in the morning.
Oh! Well, of course, if you get up before I go to work.
Oh, thanks.
Come on, this way.
I'm right there.
Well, what about that then, Eddie?
Yeah, he's got the Grundy eye for a fine woman, all right.
Don't tell anybody, but it's a boy.
That's it. Good boy. Put the handful down in the back corner too, okay?
Oh, you're in here.
Ben's helping me straw down.
Ah, good man.
And he helped Sam clean the other box, didn't you? You can move that cow in any time.
Oh, thanks, love. Listen, we've got a new calf over at Marnie's too.
But she's had it, has she?
She has. Absolutely stonking. It's the most fantastic bull calf I've ever seen at Brookfield.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder when he was born.
Well, she looked ready last thing. I guess around midnight. Do you want to come and see him?
Oh, hello, Lillian.
Oh, Christine. Oh, sorry, I'm not quite with it yet.
Late night?
No, just an allergy to mornings. Oh, you don't mind?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's better. Well, I can't remember that I'd run out. Go for the shop.
I know.
It's a lifesaver. Oh, I must have got a fright. I just fell out of bed and wrapped myself in my coat, sorry.
Oh, well, it's only me.
Yeah, well, even so. Feel better when I've got my wall paint on. You looking dusted?
This rose needs cutting back for the winter.
It's a bit of an old war horse too.
It's got very woody. I'd like to do more, but I can't risk my back.
It's not your responsibility, gardening, is it?
Oh, we can't expect David to do it.
He is your landlord. He's been longing for your new place to be finished. At least they're getting the walls up now.
Yes.
Now, you're both coming to Mum's birthday party on Sunday, aren't you?
Of course, we're looking forward to it. Have you found some photographs for the album?
Oh, yeah. I gave them to Brian.
Ours means such a lot to us.
And how's George?
Oh, keeping busy. He's been helping Will a lot. Oh, and he carved a beautiful name plaque for their cottage. He gave it to them last week as a surprise.
Oh, a man of many parts.
Did you know Ed's back from his travels?
Oh, is he?
Popped up for Sunday lunch yesterday, apparently.
Oh, Harry and Ed, you'll be pleased.
Oh, they're over the moon. He didn't come home alone, either.
What?
He's brought an American girl with him.
Oh, good for him.
Bit of a honey, by all accounts.
Whoa.
Will told George he doesn't think it'll last. She's out of Ed's league, according to him.
Probably jealous. Already feeling tied down?
Oh, he and Emma are very happy.
Oh, I'm just an old cynic. Listen, you must come and sign my sponsorship form for this swimming thing.
You're doing it?
But I can still plug away a few lengths, you know. Spent all my summers by the pool in Guernsey. I actually got in it sometimes. Oh. There's Matt going into honeysuckle.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he must be showing a new tenant round.
No, more likely he's forgotten something for work.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, he's living there now.
No.
Yes, he moved in over the weekend.
In what?
Well, at least we assumed that's what he was doing. We weren't spying, but you can't help seeing from here.
But...
Sorry, I thought you'd know all about it.
Oh. Well, you know, he's very busy at the minute. I'm sure he must be a sudden temporary thing.
Oh, yes, that'll be it.
Actually, I need a word. God, I look such a fright. Sorry, Christine.
Oh, dear.
All right, all right. Oh, for goodness sake. Morning, Lillian.
Matt?
I'm in a bit of a hurry, actually.
Oh.
I mean, is it urgent?
Urgent? No, no. No, not really.
Right. Well,
I just wondered, you know, if you'd like to come over for a coffee later, you know. Well, if you're around. Which seems we're practically neighbours now.
Here he is.
Oh, yes.
Gently does it. Take my hand, Ben.
David, he's gorgeous.
Isn't he?
Big.
I know, and he's a terrific shape.
Yeah. He looks healthy. Oh, well done, girl. They both seem fine.
They're more than fine. Just look at the way he's suckling, eh? He's got a real lust for life.
Typical Hereford. He exudes confidence.
I know, it's incredible.
Some calves can look so vulnerable when they're born.
No, not in the hay. Look at the way he holds his head.
He really fancies himself.
It's like he owns the place.
Yes.
And I know it's early days, but I think we could keep him as a breeding bull.
Wow.
I mean, look at him. He's got champion written all over him.
You could be right.
Just so humiliated.
It's not fair.
No, it keeps happening. I played it cool in front of him. I wasn't going to give him the satisfaction of seeing me upset.
Good for you.
Of course, as soon as I shut my door, I fell to pieces. He's going to dump me.
You don't know.
Yes, yes, I do. Oh, I look such a fright. I look like Frankenstein's mother. Still, I can face him now. I've got my false slap on.
Why did you invite him?
Well, I've got a right to know what's going on. God, that's him.
Just don't give it all away, Lillian. Keep your dignity.
Yeah, all right, right, thanks. I'll speak to you later. Bye.
Matt, come in.
Ah, Pushka. Thanks.
Come through. Well, sit down, will you?
Nip here. Stan.
Yes. I've got the coffee on.
Yeah, yeah, smells good.
Oh, and here, your favourites, eclairs.
Right, yeah, I probably won't. I had something at Jerry's house just now.
Jerry?
Yeah, Borchester Land.
Oh, yes, of course.
His wife makes a mean parking.
Didn't realise you liked parking. Mental note to self.
Yeah, I think she made it for bonfire night.
Oh. So, you're living at Honeysuckle now?
Yeah, yeah, just for the moment.
Oh.
I mean, I want something bigger eventually.
Oh, I see. You know, you could have come here to me.
No, Lillian.
Well, why not? It makes sense. I mean, here's me, rattling around in this big old house all alone, and there's you in that shoebox on the green.
Because
what?
I don't need the hassle at the moment. Okay? Life's complicated enough.
You could have your own room.
Oh,
look, Matt, I'm struggling to understand something here. Why have you left home? Why not just stick it out with her until you're ready to come to me? Aren't I worth waiting
for? No, I don't need this.
Look, I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. I just want to understand what's happening.
What's happening is that Yvette's turned into a fire-breathing dragon. She's poisoning the air I breathe. If I'd stayed in the house a minute more, there'd have been a domestic with a fatal dimension. Do you get it now?
Oh.
Had to get out, had to breathe. I was suffocated, and I don't like that.
I reckon he could be our first homebred champion.
Really, Dad?
Well, look at him. I mean, if that isn't star quality, what is?
So we could show him, like Britney.
Hold on, you lot. He's only a deer. We'll give him a chance.
Even so.
We've got a whole 60 days to decide if we register him or not. And then, if he lives up to his promise...
He will.
Can we give him a name?
Of course. Wait till Josh has seen him, though. He'll want his say.
Well, it could be something very grand, because I am confident that he is destined for the show ring, even if your mum isn't.
I only said let's wait. I can see something special.
There's not much of it.
It'll show off my best assets. Well, I couldn't swim in that. I'd worry I was going to fall out of it.
Less is more. Don't want to look like a Victorian barrage balloon if the press are coming.
So, is that enough, then? 50 pence a length?
It seems to be what most people are putting down.
Yeah. Yes, yes. I'm very grateful to you both.
Well, good luck with it.
Thanks.
Well, I must go home and start the supper.
Oh, won't you stay for a glass of wine?
Oh, no, thanks. George will be starving.
Oh, all right. See you on Sunday then, Chris. Not before.
Oh, yes. Peggy's still in the dark, I take it?
Well, hope so. We didn't tell Jack on purpose in case he lets the cat out of the bag.
Mm, he's good at that.
I'll see you out, darling.
Oh, no, you're all right.
No, nonsense. I haven't put the porch light on yet. Come on.
Oh, right.
We don't want you tripping up.
Oh, it's pitch dark by 5 o'clock now.
Yeah, I know. It's so depressing, isn't it?
Yes.
There we are. You've got your keys?
Yep, here.
Good. You take care, Christine.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Oh, it's miserable out there. You'll have a glass with me?
No, not with the car.
Suit yourself. I've got some cranberry juice here, but I don't know how old it is.
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Well, if you're sure.
So, come on then.
What?
What? You know what?
Poor Matt.
Poor Matt? Well, that's not what you said this morning.
Ah, but then I was drowning, not waving. I wasn't in full possession of the facts.
What facts?
Yvette's turned into a rabbit monster. It always looked unstable to me, a few glimpses I've had of him.
What do you mean?
Well, life at home has become quite intolerable for him. He implied she's threatened him with violence.
Goodness!
He had to move out for his own safety and sanity. It was an emergency.
Which is why he didn't get round to telling you.
Well, he was in shock, sorting himself out. She wants him to move his guns out now.
His guns?
Probably doesn't trust herself with them. I mean, where's he supposed to keep them? You need a special cupboard.
Well, don't look at me.
It all sounds ghastly, poor darling.
Well, divorce is ghastly. I could have murdered Roger on more than one occasion.
I remember.
You can't think clearly when you're in the middle of it.
Yes, that's what Matt says.
He's probably very wise not to jump out of the frying pan into the fire.
You mean not to come here?
Well, yes. It's best he takes one step at a time. And it could backfire on you if he moved in before he was ready. He might end up resenting you. And that's no good in a long-term relationship.
Oh, I just can't stand this feeling of being in limbo, though, Jenny. I want to bag my tiger.
I know. But there are more ways than one to skin a cat.
How do you mean?
If Matt's getting it in the neck from a vengeful Yvette, the last thing he needs is pressure from you. Quite the opposite, in fact.
Yes, I know.
I mean, when you've had something bitter, you fancy something sweet, don't you?
Shula takes the plunge.
Is that enough?
Oh, shove it.
There.
Oh, yes. Thanks, David.
I could always send Bert over with the trailer.
Oh, these bales aren't for me.
Well, I was going to say, you don't usually run out.
No, we've got tons of the stuff in the barn. These are for Joe.
For Joe?
I just met him at the shop. I told him I was coming here, and he said he needed a few more for his turkeys. They're feeling the cold.
What, and he talked you into it?
Oh, I don't mind. Eddie was busy today, and he couldn't manage them on his trap.
Well, yeah, that does sound a bit risky.
I said I'd pay you, and he'll pay me back.
Oh, forget it. Four small bales.
You sure?
Please.
Oh, just a minute, David. Ruth!
Oh, Shula, I've got something I want to tell you.
Hi.
What?
I've decided to take part in this swimming challenge thing.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I may live to regret it. Give me the sponsorship form quick before I change my mind.
Of course. They're in the house. Thanks.
Well, how can I not?
Exactly.
And Alistair says it's been too long since he's seen me in a swimming costume.
Oh. Well, you're not doing it in your jodhpurs.
You can wear what you like. I'm just pleased you're taking part.
But is the world ready for my cellulite? I've got a horrible bit just here.
Too much information?
No, I haven't got any yet.
Lucky you. I'll have to get some training in.
Oh, you're fit enough.
No, it's different from riding.
Tell you what, let's go tonight. I need the practice as well, really.
Yeah, all right, why not?
Great, it'll be fun.
Nothing too strenuous, though, please. I'll need to work up to next Thursday.
Hey, by the way, we've got a new addition to the family.
Oh, is there something I should know?
A calf.
He's a Hereford, but he's a bit special.
Oh, lovely.
He's a champion, really is.
I'd love to see him.
Yeah, anytime.
He's absolutely gorgeous.
How old?
Coming up for 2 days now.
Oh, I know.
The kids were trying to come up with a name for him.
Josh suggested Shorty.
Yeah, but I told him that was what we called his mother.
Shut up, you.
Then, when I reminded him how big he was going to grow, he suggested Shrek.
Oh, Shrek's an ogre.
Yeah, big, though.
Pip suggested the Lord of the Rings.
Auspicious, I thought, if we show him.
Do you think you will?
I do.
It's early days.
Yeah, you wait till you see him, Shula.
We'll find the right name for him. It'll come.
You'll have to bring Daniel over.
Do you think Mariel will like to see him as well?
Yeah, why not? I mean, she's fine with the horses.
Good idea. You know, Kenton dumped her on Mum and Dad yesterday at the last minute.
Oh, he didn't.
Yeah, Mum feels bad, but they've got a busy week this week. They can't manage another full working day with her.
Well, they shouldn't have to.
Oh, it's tiring for them as much as anything.
It's Tiny took her home to her mum.
Yeah, it must be terrible for Mel being without her. I couldn't bear it.
Oh, me.
I wonder if I could do more to help. For Kathy's sake. Her life's been completely hijacked with them at April Cottage.
Hey, don't you dare.
What?
I'm not having you sucked in. It's all part of Kenton's grand plan in life to get other people to do the things that he ought to be doing himself.
Yeah, what is it? I'm going into a meeting.
Oh, sorry, darling.
No, you're all right. I've got a minute.
How are you?
Well, under the circumstances.
Are you comfortable in your little cottage? Sleeping all right?
Lillian, we've been through this.
Look, don't misunderstand me, Tiger. I only want you to be happy. Must be fairly busy catering for yourself at Honeysuckle.
Well, yeah, it is, as a matter of fact. I have to keep shopping.
Oh, poor darling. I'm told the trick is to buy more than one thing at a time.
Yeah, I'll say one thing for a vet. Only one. She could have fed the England rugby squad for a year and what she keeps in that freezer.
Come for supper.
What, tonight?
Hmm.
It's tempting.
Well, as you like.
Yeah, all right, you've twisted me arm.
You sure?
Yeah, I could do with some home cooking.
Well...
Yeah, metaphorically.
Look, I'm going to Underwoods. Would you like something simple, like a steak, or shall I get something more exotic?
You choose. I've had it up to here with decisions.
Oh, wow. He is something, David.
I told you.
Has Dad seen him yet?
Yeah, he came this morning. He agreed he's the most impressive bull calf he's seen on the farm for years.
He must be thrilled.
Yeah. Well, we all are. Sam keeps sneaking down to take a look.
Those big eyes. He's irresistible.
Who, Sam?
No.
Yeah, he's brought a bit of sunshine onto the horizon. We've had a dodgy few weeks with this cough of Ruth.
Yeah, of course you have.
The relief when her x-ray was clear, I can't tell you.
Yes.
You know, just the thought of going through all that again, I don't know if I could do it.
Good day at school, darling.
It was okay.
Thanks for picking him up, Ruth.
Oh, don't be daft.
No, it wasn't your turn.
Have we got any news?
Oh, sorry, love. Mary had the last bit. I haven't done the shopping yet.
Mum?
I haven't had time.
Oh.
Have some water. Oh, milk.
I want juice.
Jamie. Like that, is it?
Yeah.
Step over the clothes, Manton, and have a seat.
Thanks.
This is the third lot of washing today.
I never know where all ours comes from.
Oh, they save it for my day off, don't you, Jamie?
No.
I haven't managed to do half the things I wanted.
No.
Well, Kenton knew I had plans, but he just assumed because I was at home today I'd look after Mary.
Can I help?
Oh, no, it's all right, thanks. It was paying bills and phone calls and personal stuff, you know. Just catching up.
Yeah.
I took Mary out this morning and the afternoon's vanished.
I've parked her in front of the telly while I sort this lot out.
She hasn't got the remote.
Yes, she has.
I'm going to choose what we got.
Jamie!
What?
Oh, be nice to her. Oh, sorry, Ruth. He's not used to sharing.
Well, he's an only kid.
Well, that's not all.
What?
Yeah, I'll just shut this. He started showing off by saying to Mary that I'm not her real mum, I'm his.
Oh, no.
The poor little thing's so confused.
She must be.
Well, I'm doing my best.
Oh, I didn't mean any...
No, no. She must feel so abandoned.
Yeah. You look worn out.
We all are. Kendon won't put her to bed at a sensible time, and then Jamie stays up to compete. I'm not going to bed if she's not, you know.
How was his presentation in the end?
Oh, that, yeah, fine. Thank goodness.
Well, that's something.
Yeah, except...
What?
Oh, his teacher's worried about him.
Oh, dear.
He's being disruptive in class, playing up, showing off.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's jealousy.
If it was like that when Josh was born.
Yeah. He's not concentrating, apparently. Well, it's because he's tired. Oh, I'm sorry to whinge on.
It's okay.
I just needed a quiet day to myself, you know?
What time's Kenton back?
He said 6.
Do you fancy coming swimming with me and Shuna? We're going about 7.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Bring Jamie. Have some time together, just the two of you.
Well, that was an improvement on lasagna for one.
I should hope so.
Very nicely. Thank you.
Can't have my boy living on TV dinners and frozen meals.
The trouble is they're still frozen when I take them out of the microwave. I'll be lining up behind Ivy Horribin at the Nippy Chippy van on Friday, this right?
Darling. Come to me again tomorrow.
I don't know. I'll probably get something in town.
Of course, you could have sumptuous meals like this all the time if you were living here with me.
Lillian.
I know. Things are best left as they are for now.
Believe me.
I have to.
Once they calm down eventually, then... Yeah, of course, I'm going to need somewhere permanent to live, somewhere bigger.
Yeah, of course.
Honeysuckle's only meant to be a halfway house.
Halfway to paradise?
We'll see. Okay. There is something we need to discuss, actually.
Oh?
Yeah, business.
Oh. Right, go on then.
Look, as you know, up to this point, you've been living here, how can I put this delicately, rent-free?
That was at your insistence, you said you wouldn't...
Yeah, I know, but things change.
Oh, I see.
No, I don't think you do. This is not about us.
Oh?
See, I don't know if Yvette's in the know about all this us or not.
Well, I'm very discreet.
You discreet?
I meant about our financial arrangement.
Oh, sorry, right. Fair enough. But as I intimated yesterday, she's in a very volatile and vindictive state. She can't be underestimated with things as they are at the moment. I feel we need to have everything above board. I'm going to have to charge you rent.
Well, if that's what you really think.
I don't need the money.
No, of course not.
But all the same, I think it needs to be a fair rent, not a token. It mustn't look like you're a kept woman.
Heaven forbid.
She'll use anything against me. Shall we say the market rate, is that all right?
Yeah, of course, yes. And anything I can do to help.
Good. It's just a business arrangement, really.
Yeah.
You do understand?
It's not a problem.
Good. Thanks. Oh, and I think we'd better backdate it, Buscat, don't you?
Oh, here she is.
The little mermaid.
Oh, well done, Ruth. How many lengths was that?
6. Oh. Just to get me started.
Well, I'll do another in a minute.
I'm enjoying just frolicking around. It's great.
Well, you're not in training, are you?
You're definitely doing it then, Sheila.
Well...
Yeah, she is. She's committed, though.
I suppose I am, then. Will you sponsor me, Kathy?
Why not? I'm only sponsoring Ruth here, Clary, Linda, Usha.
Oh, well.
It's a good course.
Daniel! Yes. Oh, careful, Jamie!
Oh, they're having a great time. Thanks for inviting us, Ruth. This is exactly what we needed.
Well, you know, I was thinking after our chat, whether you couldn't try and get a playgroup place for Merrier.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Ah. If she's staying for much longer.
Oh, that's the great unknown, isn't it?
It might help settle her. Give her a routine.
Yeah, I mean, do you know anywhere?
Well, unfortunately, Ben's is full.
Oh, what a shame.
Mm. The good ones usually are. And there's a waiting list.
Well,
I can give you the numbers of some others, though.
Oh, would you? Oh, thanks, Ruth. That'd be great.
It might lead somewhere. You never know.
I'll get on to it.
Hello, Kathy.
What?
Kenton can sort this one out. Don't you go letting him off the hook again.
Joe Spooked.
No, Spirit! No, no, no! Oh, no. Should be like a woman who's just seen a mouse. No, Spirit! Oh, no, no!
Excuse me?
Oh, good Lord, what? Oh, you frightened the life out of me.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. It's quite useful, really.
Useful?
I'm trying out different ways of being terrified, you see. That was very spontaneous.
Oh, this is your play.
You remembered.
Sure I did.
Yeah, well, sometimes I have to sob with joy and then with fear.
Oh, but that's quite a stretch.
Oh, it is. And I have to shiver a lot. Like this. In the comedy, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, there's all sorts of trembling in the book. I made a list.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. One, Scrooge trembled more and more.
Uh-huh.
Two, he was taken with a violent fit of trembling.
Uh-huh.
Three, his lip was trembling.
Ooh.
And I don't want to tremble the same every time.
Oh, no.
Or the audience will think I'm a one-trick pony.
Oh.
Hey, you're right. I didn't wake you up, did I?
Oh, it's okay. My sleep patterns are crazy. Ed's still crushed out.
Ah, well, I'll leave you in peace. I'm off on my trap to get me backy and feed the turkeys.
Oh, could you use some company?
Hmm?
5 minutes while I get in a shower.
Oh.
Just the cappuccino to take away.
Yeah, thanks, Em. Oh, I overslept.
What about the shop?
Oh, Gemma should be opening up about now. Oh, it's been hectic with Helen off. Still, we're coping.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
Thanks.
Never know from one day to the next what hours Ken expects me to do.
You should put your foot down.
I did this morning. Told him I was definitely having the afternoon off. He rang me 7:45 in a panic.
Oh, God.
His parents couldn't take Meriel, and would I ask my mum to come in for the morning?
What about the afternoon, then?
He'll have to find a babysitter and come in himself.
Oh, so it's bring your mother to work day, is it?
Oh, I don't mind. She's reliable, not like him. He assured me he and Kathy are going to get Meriel into a playgroup soon.
Oh, that's not the problem.
Believe it when I see it.
Bit early in the morning for this, Joe.
Nonsense. What are you reckoning?
They look fine to me.
Well, you only need to look at two. Well, at least look at this back one. He sometimes walks a bit uneven.
All right. He only came down from a music magazine. Wanted a lion, but it's impossible with Dab working in the car.
You youngins, you don't know what it's like to be up with a lark.
I got in late last night.
Well, maybe you should have stayed in bed then. Done us all a favour.
I'm doing you a favour now. This one's fine.
There you bloody idiot.
That was close. You all right, Bart?
So, you're well in with Ronnie now, then?
He's helping train me.
I tell you what, you can shoe Bartleby for nothing when the time comes. I won't charge you.
You won't charge me?
What part of your training? Come on, you can't leave him 3/4 done.
Oh, heck, hold on.
I got a fancy being a blacksmith, you know.
Farrier.
I can see you got a feel for horses.
I see.
Sorry to hold you up, Joe.
Oh, well, that's all right.
I was acting like an idiot in the shop. I mean, I'm up to speed on euros, but these pounds... Oh, hi.
Oh.
Who are you?
This is Chris Carter.
How do you do, Chris? I'm Beth.
Well, you can put his foot down now, lad.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
He wants to be a blacksmith.
Furrier.
Wow, really? That's so romantic.
Is it?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, well, come on. The turkeys, I think their throats have been cut.
Oh, sure. Okay. So, how do you become a farrier, Chris?
Oh, well...
You have to tell you another time.
Come with us. You can tell me on the way.
Oh, no, I'm in
here. Oh, go on. I'm interested. It's okay. There's plenty of room.
Oh, just get up there, lad, if you're coming.
Yeah.
All right.
It's too cold to be standing round. Steady, boy, steady. Right, here I come.
Okay, Joe.
Oh, I've done this a fair few times. There, shove up then.
Okay, sure. Chris? Down you come.
Happy landing, see?
Oh, this is fun.
But gear, boy.
Wagon go roll.
Go on.
Woo!
An egg and bacon back, Frank.
I'll have to give you the VAT for this.
Don't be daft.
I meant to take it away.
Well, I shouldn't have kept you talking.
Oh, it's only 10 past. Pat was in the shop yesterday. Clary told her Ed's back.
Yeah, came back on Sunday.
So it's right he's got a girlfriend?
Yeah. Will and I haven't seen him since. So both a bit too busy.
And is it okay? With you and me?
Fine. Married now.
Yeah? So what's she like? A bit of a baby herd.
All right. Hearty, you know. Bit pushy.
Mm.
Hello, love. Morning, Kirsty.
Oh, hi, Susan. Oh,
thanks for coming in, Mum.
Oh. Yeah, well,
Christopher promised he'd go through me lines this morning.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's not your fault.
Oh, you and Linda's play?
Yeah. Mrs. Cratchit. Oh. I did too good a job as the Virgin Mary last year.
We've got a rehearsal tonight, no?
Well, I'll help you later.
Oh, thanks.
I got a word out of him about his interview yesterday in Peterborough.
Oh, was this with the Farrier Training Service?
Yeah. He's hoping to go to college next year. They sort of endorse him.
Oh, see, yeah.
I wonder if he said anything to Neil.
Oh, what's Neil think of the Pete expansion plans then?
Oh. Well, Tom expects him to roll over and do as he's told, as usual. Oh, sod of...
No, it's okay. I know he can steamroller people when he's enthusiastic. Oh, look, I'd better go. Jen will think I've jumped ship.
See you later.
Oh, bye, Kirsty. I've been nagging your father to talk to Tom. He can't take on any more saves without help, or we'll never get into the ace.
What's Dad say?
Oh, he's waiting for the right moment when Tom comes down from Cloud Nine.
So you can really make a horseshoe?
Oh, yeah. The Ronnie didn't let me put them on yet.
It's steady.
I will when I start my probation properly, then. If I get into college. I know it's sweet.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, the hardest thing is keeping the finish clean, not leaving any hammer marks behind.
If you think that's the hardest thing you'll have to deal with being a blacksmith,
then... Barrier!
You wait till health and safety get their claws into you. Forging a smooth shoe will be the least of your worries.
I'm a corset. I have to wear special specs, ear defenders, steel cap boots.
What about the fire?
Well, you have to know how to control it to the right heat and size.
Gee, oh, fire? Well, they won't like that. Be standing over you with a blooming fire extinguisher. Same as with me turkeys.
Eh?
Environmental health.
I can't see the connection.
They're trying to get rid of small farmers like me, you see.
Really? Why?
We're a thorn in the side of the bureaucrats. Oh, shall I drop you here, lad, or are you going back to Willow Farm?
Oh, take me to your place, now.
Right, you are.
So, what have they got against your turkeys? They looked okay to me.
Well, the Invincta. Latest is a vermin-proof store to hang on once they've been slaughtered.
That's just common sense.
Gaffed. We've hung them in all sorts of places, including our front room.
Oh, gross.
Had to leave the window open, mind, in December and all. Warm enough?
Sure.
Yeah.
Last year we hid them under camouflage netting.
Did you get found out?
Nope. Well, we only got 70 birds. A cold store cost us thousands. But it's out of business.
Oh, no.
You could get one second hand.
But there's one thing you'll learn about us Grundys, young vet.
Mm-hmm.
We always has the last laugh. You wait till tomorrow.
From the top, love.
Oh, okay.
I give you Mr. Scrooge, the founder of the feast.
The founder of the feast, indeed. I wish I had him here. I'd give him a piece of my mind to feast upon, and I hope he'd have a good appetite for it.
My dear, the children, it's Christmas Day.
It should be Christmas Day, I'm sure, on which one drinks the health of such an odious, stingy, hard and feeling man as Mr. Scrooge. You know he is, Neil. I mean, Robert. Nobody knows it better than you, poor fellow. There.
Great, Mum. Word perfect.
Oh, good. That bit seemed to come very easily, actually.
Well, it would.
What do you mean?
It's exactly how you moan onto Dad.
I don't.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Oh, at last.
Hiya.
Where have you been since breakfast?
Hanging out with Beth.
Beth?
Oh, she's a real babe.
Oh, not you and all.
Oh, I'd love to see Amsterdam.
Well, go then. It's easy. There's a big world out there.
Who'll get you?
Well, it's true, Kirsty. Tell you what, the dope cafes there are class.
Oh, I can see that catching on in Ambridge. There you go.
So nothing of Fallon since I got back.
No, she's got a lot on at college.
Oh?
Yeah, some performance projects taking up all the time.
Oh, what does it mean, Beth?
She's running this R&B night upstairs.
What, a band?
No, DJs.
Yeah?
Seen the poster?
Swirl.
It's a hot ticket, Ed.
R&B, eh? I think I might come to that.
Oh, come on, everyone's come in. Even Tony fancies it.
Check with Beth. Oh, you got to come and have a chat with her. She's something special.
I can see.
One time Terry was gutting a turkey and she couldn't find her wedding ring.
Oh, no.
Turned out it wasn't in the offal, but in the soap dish.
Oh. Looks like I'll miss going home for the holiday. My mom's is the biggest turkey.
Oh, you're staying till Christmas, then?
I meant Thanksgiving.
Oh.
It's 2 weeks tomorrow.
Well, we'll have to get Clara to cook you one special.
Oh, Joe, that's so sweet.
Your pint?
Thanks, Dave.
What's Grandad been filling your head with then? Tales of the Bull Ghost?
Oh, ghost.
Another time. I got a date with a ghost of my own. Bert Fry. I'll be on my way.
See you, Grandad.
Bye, Joe.
Bye.
You, come here.
Hmm?
Don't keep disappearing. I want you where I can see you.
Bag of peanuts, please, Kirsty Miller.
Right, you are, Joe.
I need something to keep me strength up in rehearsal. It's a tour de force.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl, eh?
Oh, Beth. Yeah.
It'll make an old man very happy to see both the boys settle before he goes. It'd make a nice sister-in-law for young Emma.
Yeah, well.
Right, we'll be seeing another wedding before too long.
I wouldn't put money on it just yet, Joe.
Jennifer's feeling sidelined.
Two already, Rory.
On Sunday. I know. I remember because his birthday's the day after yours.
Of course.
Brian was totally upfront about it. He told me he was going to the post office to send off a parcel, and he didn't want to do it behind my back.
Well, that's something.
I suppose so. I still felt excluded.
Yes, of course.
There's a part of him that doesn't belong to me. And never will. I mean, when's he ever sent off Nolly's presents or Kate's?
It must be very hard.
Oh, I hate feeling resentful like this. It's so petty.
It's a cross you'll have to bear, dear. I'm sorry. Oh, I wish Kate and Nolly were coming to my birthday meal on Saturday.
Me too.
I miss them so much.
Oh, you're here.
I'm taking you to the dentist, remember?
So I can get on with the housework.
Oh, yes. But not before we counted the money from the poppy tin, surely. I'll have to witness it, you see, Jennifer.
I know.
We did it earlier, Jack.
Did we?
Yes, after breakfast. And I can't do the final tally till I've collected the replacement ones on Saturday.
Now, you don't want to have to be doing that on your birthday.
I don't mind.
Can we offer Jennifer a coffee before we go?
If you like, Jack.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. We've got time.
Right.
Oh, no, Peggy. It was my idea. I'll do it. Where do we keep it, Peggy?
You could at least have done these next couple of letters while I was out.
Sorry, Lindy?
How do you expect us to raise this money? I can't do it all myself.
I know. Who's this one to?
Shire's Brewery.
Ah, it's a good idea.
Yours faithfully. You say faithfully when it's a shot in the dark.
No, you never know.
Save. There, I'll print them out later. My documents.
Yeah, I can do that.
Better late than never.
I've said I'm sorry.
Oh, and guess what I saw as I came past the Grandy's field? A fresh eyesore.
Yes, what's that?
A battered old container. Looks like it's been rusting on the dock at Gdansk since the Cold War.
What's that all about?
Oh, I dread to think. It's quite undone any benefit I had from my swim.
Oh, how was that?
Hardly Olympian. Usha Gupta was there, in alarmingly good shape for next week, considering she has a sedentary job.
Oh, she's going in for it too, is she?
We were lapping together.
That's nice.
She was pushing the pace on purpose to tire me, of course.
I didn't think it was a competition.
Oh, people will turn it into one. You wait and see. Still, I did persuade her to take on some of these begging letters.
Well, if you want speed, you're going to have to relax your neck. You can't do that thing where you look like a turtle begging for a titbit.
I do not look like a turtle.
Well, you do, actually. You've got to keep your chin down like this.
You can talk. You're like an octopus in distress when you're swimming, all arms and legs.
I'm very coordinated.
Mayday, mayday.
Rubbish.
I need a new costume, too.
Well, you can do a special trip into Brum at the weekend, if you like.
Oh, and how am I supposed to carve out the time for that?
You're very tense, you know. Ugh. Neck rub?
Oh, please.
Okay.
Oh. And I've got an afternoon rehearsal today, which I could frankly do without. Lower.
Right.
Oh.
I thought you were on the desk at 3.
Till 9.
Lindy, it's too much.
It's only a short scene with Lillian and Joe.
Are you looking forward to Saturday?
Rather. It's a long time since we all sat around the table as a family.
Yes.
It's nice now Kate's back from France.
Debbie.
Oh, I meant Debbie. But I know Peggy. She'll spend the day counting the poppy money, doing chores, getting about. She won't take the time to enjoy herself.
That's why we're having the dinner party.
80 special, though. You want to look back and remember the day? And she won't if she treats it the same as any other day, will she?
Well, you know, Mum. She's not one to make a fuss.
No. Which is why I've planned something special for Sunday.
Sunday?
Yes. Higgs is driving us to Blenheim Palace for the day. She loves it there.
Will it be open in November?
Oh, they've extended the season this year. Ian found out for me on the internet.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Oh, there's a finite number of times you and I can block this scene, Robert. I need my actors.
Well, it's only 2:15.
This is what comes of having no structure to their days, Joe and Lillian. They're not answerable to anyone.
Ah, Joe.
At last. What time do you call this?
A queer time for a rehearsal. I had a bit of new kit to see to at the field.
Oh, yes. Your latest blot on the landscape.
Yeah, what's it for?
That's my new hygienic store to hang the turkeys in. Environmental elf can't complain, no.
No, but I can, and I intend to.
Joe, who is that cracking-looking girl I've seen about the place with Ed?
Oh, well, that's young Beth from the United States of America.
Oh.
Well, between you and me, I think she could be the one, if you knows what I mean.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Very outgoing, of course, the Americans. Friendly.
Oh, yes, she's like a breath of fresh air.
Excuse me. When you two have quite finished.
Oh, sorry.
Can we begin?
What about Mrs. Bellamy?
I'm not waiting. Robert can read in for her.
Right, you are.
Oh, wow.
Now, Scrooge will be lying in his bed over there.
I'll put these three chairs out.
No, before we proceed.
Yes.
I've got this here.
What's that?
That's a Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
Well, good. I'm glad to see you're doing your homework.
Now, there's all sorts of things in here that end in your adaptation.
Adaptation.
But that's a novel. This is a play.
Oh, well, it's a shame to leave him out.
Oh, explain to him, Robert.
Well, that's what the dramatist does, you see. They edit the book. They dramatise it.
Oh, so he's the poorer for it.
With respect, Joe, I am not prepared to redraft the entire script just because you've discovered Dickens.
And it was some of these describing bits are wonderful, you know. I think we should put them in.
Well, we're not going to.
Why not?
Because I'm the director and I take the decisions, all right? I'd have thought you'd had enough to think about with the size of your part.
Exactly. I'm the star, aren't I? I'm carrying the whole production now. If this was Hollywood, I could have you taken off the picture.
If this was Hollywood, Joe, you'd be waiting tables.
Hey, James, it's exactly like Ralph in this one.
Gosh, yeah. And the eyes.
Mm. He emailed it to me last night, specially for the album.
Good boy. Let's print me off a copy.
It'll go well beside this one of Alice, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a nice composition. You've done the labels beautifully, Jenny.
I want it to be special.
And are we giving it to her on Saturday night or the surprise party on Sunday?
Oh, Sunday, I think.
Oh, fine.
Oh, I had a rather sticky moment with Jack this morning. I'm afraid I had to tell him about Sunday.
Oh, no, why?
Well, he was planning to take Mum to Blenheim for the day.
Oh, blast.
And I told him clearly so that he'd remember. You know what he's like these days.
No, I hope he doesn't open his big mouth and spoil it.
Well, I impressed upon him it was a secret. You don't mind about not asking Matt, do you? It is a family occasion.
Oh, don't forget it. He's feeling so beleaguered by life at the minute. Taking your advice, I'm smiling sweetly and giving him space.
Oh. And is it working?
Yeah, I think so. We've put things on a business footing now.
What do you mean?
Oh, keeping things above board, you know.
No.
I'm going to start paying him rent for Nighty now.
What?
Backdated.
Why?
It makes sense with the divorce and everything.
Oh, to him?
It looks less ambiguous.
Not that I approve of the arrangement as it is. Was this his idea?
Well, yeah.
Oh, he's showing his true colours. Oh, do be careful, Lillian.
It's only money.
But it's so mean, though. He can't need it.
Well, neither do I. Look, it's my last ticket, Jenny. And I'm not going to let him slip through my fingers. Thought you wanted me to be happy.
Yes, I do.
Well, then trust me.
It's Matt I don't trust.
We'll be together eventually. I just got to be patient.
What time did you say your rehearsal was?
Well, two, I think. Can't remember exactly.
Well, it's 5 past now.
Oh, well, we better toddle along then.
Spirit, will Tiny Tim live?
I see a vacant seat in the poor chimney corner.
And another thing.
Yes?
Them two children want an ignorance.
What about them?
Have you cast them yet?
Well, no.
You'll have a job.
That's a point, Linda.
Dickens says that wait. Yeah. Yeah. Meagre, ragged, scowling and wolfish. Well, no parent's going to want to hear their nipper destroyed like that, are they?
They're symbolic children, Joe.
Well, all the same.
A couple of third-generation horror bins might fit the bill.
Look, just leave the casting decisions to me.
Oh, Lillian.
At last.
Hello, darlings. Oh, chilly, Willy. Not late, am I?
Late. Late. What time did I schedule this rehearsal for?
Two.
Half one.
You are 3/4 of an hour late.
I'm sorry, darling.
I am not your darling. I've got to be at work soon. Not that work is anything you'd have direct experience of.
It's not very respectful to your director.
No, you're right. I'm really sorry, Linda, really.
No, it's hardly worth it now. It's been a complete waste of my afternoon.
Well, let's waste no more of it then. Come on, please.
Oh, give him a chance, Linda. Come on, sit down.
Oh, go on then. Quickly.
Lie back down, Joe.
Now, where shall I come in?
Stage right.
What?
By the window.
Oh, right.
In your own time. Top of the scene.
Knock, knock, knock. Jack.
Come in and know me better.
I am the ghost of Christmas Present. Look upon me.
Yeah, now, this is something I've been meaning to read, you know.
Oh, get back down.
Dickens describes this ghost as a jolly giant.
Oh, really? Well, I can do jolly. I'm not at all.
And as having a garment hung so loosely, I quote, that its capacious breast was bare.
Was it indeed?
Well, you surely didn't expect Mrs. Bellamy.
In your dreams, Joe Grundy.
Concentrate, please.
Capacious breast, I should be so lucky.
Right, that's it. Rehearsal over.
Well, she's only just got here.
Too bad. I've given up my afternoon for this and it's been a complete and utter mockery.
Sorry.
If you can't take it seriously, why should I bother?
Lindy, darling, don't upset
yourself. No, I've had enough. Joe could take over. He's obviously got his own ideas.
Yeah, what are you doing?
To what,
Lindy? Oh, wait, I'll come with you.
Huh. Amateurs.
Oh, dear. I see a vacant seat in the poor chimney corner.
Ha 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 ha
There we are. Now, mind your hands, sweetheart.
Oh, morning, Cathy.
Oh, hi, Clary. Off to work?
Yeah. I've left Beth and Edward still fast asleep. Oh, hello, Muriel. Oh, isn't she lovely? Where are you leaving her this morning? Oh, sorry.
No, you're right. The poor kid gets shunted from pillar to post like a parcel.
Oh.
Kenton's persuaded Shula today, and she's not very happy about it.
Oh, dear.
And Muggins here is the taxi. But every morning we have a crisis meeting over the cornflakes. He's totally incapable of planning ahead.
It's a shame the Pargeter twins have started school, because Hayley could have looked after it at Low Locksley.
I know. Would have been ideal. Well, Kenton's supposed to be arranging to get her into a play group.
Ah, that's a good idea.
Oh, that's what he thought. Marvellous, he said. And has he done anything about it?
Ah, don't you, eh?
You know what they say.
Yep, ask a busy woman.
There you are.
Oh, did you want me?
I was just wondering where you were.
Feeding the cattle. Nice to see them under cover. Silage is pretty good.
There.
I was going to do that. It's your morning off.
Oh, I don't mind. It's loaded now.
So, got any plans?
Oh, supermarket, you know.
Do you want me to come?
That'd be nice. We could have a coffee somewhere.
Great. I'll go and change in a minute.
I hope Linda's recovered her equilibrium by the time I go in this afternoon. She was in a real state when she came in yesterday.
You know, for once I feel sorry for her. Trying to rehearse Lillian and Joe in the same scene. Must have been murder.
Mission impossible.
No, I've got it. Hello, Oliver Sterling. Oh, hello. Oh, right, I see. This afternoon.
Who is it?
Till when? Uh-huh. What's her name?
Oliver.
Do you need to know this minute? Oh, good idea. Yes. Well, thanks very much. We'll get back to you then. Oh, wait, your number. Hold on, please. Caroline.
Pen. Here.
Oh. Fire ahead. 07631. Right you are. Bye. Oh.
Who was it?
A Sheila Duff from Social Services.
And?
It seems they've got a teenage girl needs emergency care for the weekend, and can we take her? Her mother's gone into hospital or something.
This weekend?
Today.
Oh, Oliver.
I know.
Oh,
come on now.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've been building up to this for so many months.
I know.
What else did you say about the girl?
She's called Caitlin.
Oh, that's nice.
She's 14 and she likes animals.
Oh, great.
That might just mean guinea pigs, of course.
You think she might be scared of the cattle?
Well, how should I know?
What else?
Well, that's all she told me for now. I mean, they want to know if we'll take her. Do we want to?
Well, yes. Do we?
I do.
Well, that's settled then. Only I'm working some of this weekend. Blast.
Oh, well, I've no plans. I said I'd help walk hands on Sunday, but only to check their condition. I can easily get out of it.
As long as one of us is here all the time.
Yeah, of course.
I wonder what she likes to eat. Burgers?
You could make one of your pizza margaritas.
I better buy one as well, just in case.
In case what?
She won't eat mine. What do you think that's then?
I don't know. Have we decided?
Yes.
Well, you answer it. You seem to have more questions than me.
Okay. Hello? Oh, Shula.
Oh.
Hi. No, it's okay. I was expecting a... What's the problem? Oh, dear. Half 11. Well, yes. No, of course, that'll be fine. Really. Yes, no problem. Bye.
What did she want?
A different emergency. She's got her niece at the stables today, Kenton's little girl.
And?
I said we'd look after her for an hour this morning.
Oh.
It's like buses, isn't it? You wait for ages, then do come along at once.
Owen, I've got the final numbers here for Tuesday's IT conference.
Oh, at last.
I know, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. It's not your fault. I hate last-minute bookings. Come on, let's see. Thanks.
Well, Elizabeth didn't want to turn them down. They've relocated to Borchester, and it could be a regular thing.
Yeah, well, there's only 28 of them. It's not too bad.
Well, that's what I thought. Oh, and Julia wonders if you could possibly make her a Madeira cake for this afternoon.
Oh, what?
I'm only the messenger. She's got Lewis coming for tea and he's bringing his niece or something.
Yeah, look, I'm not her personal cook. What about Mrs. Pugsley?
Day off. No, I should leave it.
No, it's all right. I'll do it after lunch. It's pretty quiet.
Oh, and Borchester Watercolour Society are in today. They'll be over for lunch at 1.
Yeah, it's in hand.
Julia was telling me she had another letter from that old fan of hers, that Douglas bloke.
Oh, yeah.
Demanding to know why she hadn't replied to the letter he wrote last week.
Yeah, well, it must be hard work being a celebrity.
I know. I bet she was rather good in her day.
Hmm, well, that day's passed.
She was in the Mikado a couple of years ago. Did you come and see that? I can't remember.
Yeah, Emma taught me into it. How's Christmas Carol coming along?
Oh, I wish I hadn't agreed to be in it. I haven't had a moment to get down to my lines, and Linda's on my case.
Busy.
Oh, you know.
No?
It's... You don't want to know.
No, I've got 5 minutes.
My life's not my own at the moment.
Hello there, Muriel. You remember Caroline, don't you?
Yes.
I remember you. You had a big smile for me last time I saw you.
Mm, she was saying in the car she likes you.
And you didn't bribe her.
No. Oh, before I forget.
What's that?
Her must-have accessory, spaghetti hoops.
Ah.
They travel everywhere with her.
On toast or as they come?
Toast. In about half an hour.
No problem.
And her toys.
Oh, of course. Ooh, what have we got here?
Oh, that monkey. Do you want monkey?
Yes.
Here you are. You sit on here and play with him.
Oh, it looks like she'll settle. I'm so grateful, Caroline.
Nonsense. I'm just lucky I've got a free morning.
Yes. The stable girls have been great. But I've got a lesson at 1:30. I just can't delegate.
I'm happy to help.
I'll pick her up about 20 to 1.
Fine.
I told Kenton he's not to do this to me again.
Morning, Shula.
Oh, Oliver. Oh, thank you so much for this.
Oh, we're delighted. Hello there.
Muriel.
Shy, are we?
Oliver's just off to the supermarket for me.
Oh, have inconvenienced you.
Not at all.
Have you told Shula our news?
Give me a chance.
Oh, what news?
We're, fostering a child this weekend.
What? As in?
Loco parentis.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, Caroline, that's fantastic.
They rang this morning.
So who?
14-year-old girl who needs emergency care.
She's coming to us after school.
Oh, come here. Oh,
I'm absolutely terrified.
Why?
Why do you think?
They trust us, darling. We've had months of preparation.
I fall into that role with him so easily.
What role?
Oh, for always being the responsible one. It's the same role his twin sister plays in his life. But I can't not do it when there's a child involved, can I?
She's not yours.
I know. But she's an adorable kid. And I can see why Kenton wants her to grow up like him. Spontaneous. Happy-go-lucky.
Irresponsible.
I just turn into this nag. I can hear myself going on. I hate it.
Mm, yeah, it makes him the goodie and you the baddie, eh?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, it sounds like he's taking you for granted.
Oh, definitely. Good old Kathy, always there to pick up the pieces.
You deserve better.
Oh. I don't know.
Why not?
I know the score with Kenton. We're neither of us the love of each other's life. And I've settled for that.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't. You're living together now.
Yeah, but only because Mary's here and it's convenient.
Yeah, well, that's taking advantage. He should show you more respect.
I never think of it like that.
He's lucky to have found someone like you, Kathy.
A mug?
No, someone patient and giving. Oh. Well, my sister's the same. Generous to a fault. My brother-in-law treats her like wallpaper. You should stand up for yourself.
Ain't Prague where they all go for their stag nights these days. I saw that on the telly.
Yeah.
It's a totally amazing place.
Hey, show them that sketch you did, Beth.
Which one?
Any of them.
What's all this?
Oh, she's brilliant. Every place we went, out would come a notebook and in a few minutes she'd have done exactly what it looked like.
Don't we need to be at Jazzer's place soon?
Hey, wait, go on.
Okay.
I were hopes at drawing at school. Teacher said my trees look like blancmanges on sticks.
Let's see. Here. That's the Charles Bridge. And here, that's Wenson Square.
Yeah, fantastic, aren't they?
Yeah. Look at that detail.
I wanted a personal record of where I've been, not just photographs, you know?
Yeah, she's doing art at college.
You said.
Yeah, she's done some in the village, you know, haven't you?
Oh? Oh, wait. Look.
A Joan Bartleby. Well, I never. Oh, you could make a living.
I can't decide right now. I'm into commercial art, too.
Yeah, you're at a bit of a crossroads, aren't you?
Yeah, that's kind of why I came to Europe, to get clear about my direction.
Oh, and what plans you got now, then?
Well, everything went into free flow when I met this guy. But I guess pretty soon I'll need to think about getting a job.
Right.
Yeah, not official.
No, cash in hand, like.
Oh, I've got my emergency fund, but I don't really want to go into that if I don't need to.
What about you, Edward?
What?
Oh, your dad were wondering when you was going to start giving him a hand again. Hola.
So no.
Hi.
Oh, Kathy, come in.
Oh, hi, Ed.
Beth.
Hi, Kathy. How you doing?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Look, we'll head off to Jazz's now then, Mum.
Oh.
We were going anyway.
Will you be back for supper?
I shouldn't think so.
We'll catch you later.
Yeah, okay. Oh, no, Beth, your book.
Oh, yeah. There.
Cheers, then.
Bye, then.
Bye.
You look better. You was in a state this morning.
Well, that's because I've been at work. It's like an oasis of calm compared to life next door.
Oh.
I had a nice chat with Owen, too. It really cheered me up.
Good.
It's really insightful, you know.
Still waters run deeper.
Makes a change after Kenton. He's a good listener. It's nice getting to know him a bit better.
Hey, Beth's a stunner. Yeah, I know. So friendly. She's had an amazing effect on our Edward. He's come home so mature.
Oh, that's the travelling.
Yeah, as well. Do you know, Kathy, with our Williams, with Emma and Edward's life on the up, I've got my fingers crossed they'll start to get along together now. Like brothers should.
The Archers was written by Noel Goodallah and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pep Birmingham studios by the editor, Vanessa Whitburn.